Good day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Back in just a moment with a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. Coming up next.
The Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association is proud of the performances by Oklahoma FFA members at the 89th National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. Oklahoma FFA members were standout performers in the National Chorus and Band, and Emily Kennedy of Edmond FFA is the 2016 National Speech Champion in the FFA Creed, while Garber's Tyler Snythman became the 10th Oklahoman named as the Star Farmer of America. FFA, transforming lives in a powerful way. To learn more about Oklahoma FFA, go to okffa.org. The Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association is proud of the performances by Oklahoma FFA members at the 89th National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. Oklahoma FFA members were standout performers in the National Chorus and Band, and Emily Kennedy of Edmond FFA is the 2016 National Speech Champion in the FFA Creed, while Garber's Tyler Snythman became the 10th Oklahoman named as the Star Farmer of America. FFA, transforming lives in a powerful way. To learn more about Oklahoma FFA, go to okffa.org.
Well, livestock futures shifted lower late today following higher-than-expected cattle placements in the month of November and larger-than-expected hog inventories. The light trade volume may subdue overall price shifts and potentially add increased market shifts into the market when traders come back from their long weekend on Tuesday morning. Corn prices lower in light trade today. March corn futures about a cent lower. Stock markets mixed in light trade. The Dow Jones is 8 points lower. NASDAQ up 2 points. Live cattle futures remain generally sluggish throughout the day with traders focused on overall cattle on feed numbers coming in generally on pace with expected predictions. Front month December futures held moderate gains, but were offset by light to moderate pressure in deferred contracts. Late 17 and early 18 contracts were most affected based on the increased cattle placement numbers, which may actually add some supply concerns long-term in the cattle market. In feeder cattle, futures turned sharply lower following the early release of the Cattle on Feed report. Feeder cattle placements were listed 115% year-ago levels, which is above the early estimated average, but still within the expected range of guesses before the report. This has pushed contracts $1.25 per hundredweight lower in nearby contracts, which allowed for additional pressure to develop through the end of the session and likely into next week. In grains, crop futures hovered near unchanged ahead of the three-day holiday weekend, but all three crops are currently lower for the week. The crop markets closed early today and will be closed on Monday. Corn futures stayed on track, finishing the week at a three-week low, with March futures under key moving averages. Soybeans were up from earlier losses and near unchanged, with March trying to be higher. The market, though, remained on track for a lower week and the biggest weekly drop since August. Winter wheat markets held near unchanged, with a few contracts a fraction lower as the lightly traded week came to an end. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Have a Merry Christmas.